American Jews are one of the groups closely watching this week as the Obama administration delivered some parting shots and final pleas on Israel and its relationship to the Palestinians. Now, according to polls, a majority of American Jews support President Obama and favor the two-state framework for peace. But there are many, many critics, and a sizable portion of American Jews have been eager for a new, tougher approach promised by President-elect Donald Trump and a new chapter in an allied relationship that was increasingly tense during Obama's years. One of those people is Lori Lowenthal Marcus. She's a lawyer and co-chair of the group Jews Choose Trump, which, as the name suggests, is an organization of American Jews who favored Donald Trump's candidacy. And she joins me now from Jerusalem, where she's on holiday. Lori, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. Thanks for joining us, Lori. You're in Jerusalem now, as I mentioned. How did people there who you talked to react to Secretary of State John Kerry's speech and the events at the UN over the weekend?
The response was uniformly negative. People who would otherwise like what Secretary of State Kerry had to say felt as if, why are you coming out now 3 weeks before the end of your term? If you really wanted to do something, you should have done it way before. And many other people feel as if it's merely a nasty effort to delegitimize Israel as this administration sails out into the sunset.
There was a lot packed in to John Kerry's critique, you know, all of the usual sort of statements about strong support for Israel, unwavering backing, both militarily and diplomatically, Israel's right to exist, and all the rest of it. I mean, I think we're familiar with that. But a real critique of settlements and how they're endangering a two-state solution for peace with the Palestinians. Did that part of John Kerry's message resonate with anybody that you know? Was there something in there that people thought maybe there is a danger here, or did they just see it as the parting shot you're describing?
Well, the problem is that everybody in Israel, just about everybody, feels as though, how can you possibly equate the building of homes for peaceful citizens with terrorism? And sadly, that's exactly what he's done. So Jews building homes for Jews is what attracted all of the attention and is, despite his saying otherwise, all of the blame for any lack of peace, whereas terrorism, violence, refusal to recognize the Jewish state as having a right to exist, those are simply, if at all, mentioned and brushed aside.
So we're just a little more than 20 days from a Donald Trump presidency. You supported him. Was that strong support? Was it reluctant? What drew you to him?
So initially, he was not my choice at all. I am a registered Democrat. I did not support Hillary Clinton. And frankly, I didn't support President Obama either time. What drew me eventually to Donald Trump when he became the nominee, I began to pay close attention to what he had been saying about security of the United States and of Israel, his distaste and willingness to alter the so-called Iran deal was very important for me, very important. I thought that there are issues. He's sometimes often unpredictable. However, he had made many right statements on the issues that I find to be most important, which is national security and foreign policy.
I want to play you, Lori Lowenthal Marcus, a statement, part of Donald Trump's speech that he made during the campaign in October in Florida. Listen.
We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors.
Lori, I know you were listening to this speech when Donald Trump made it, and those statements were widely viewed as using very old anti-Semitic tropes, some of them lifted out of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, an old and well-worn anti-Semitic screed from turn-of-the-century Europe. What was your reaction when you heard that speech, and how have you digested it since?
Look, if I was hearing that speech completely out of context, my ears might have gone up. But I know, certainly by October, that Donald Trump has surrounded himself with people who are fervent supporters of Israel, who are religious observant Jews. I know that he is not an anti-Semite. It's a losing argument to try and find anti-Semitism in Donald Trump's actions or his positions is just a non-starter.
Lori Lowenthal-Marcus, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Lori Lowenthal-Marcus is a lawyer. She's co-chair of Jews Choose Trump.